Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. In a speech to the Sacramento Press Club, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa made waves yesterday, calling on Governor Jerry Brown to rejigger Proposition 13, the 1978 law that regulates property taxes. Villaraigosa said the measure has become a, quote, corporate tax giveaway, and challenged Brown and state lawmakers to remove business property owners from some provisions of Prop 13, saying they need to have the courage to, quote, test the voltage in some of these so-called third rail issues. The one-time assembly speaker and soon-to-be-termed-out mayor refused to indicate whether he's angling for another run for statewide office. As expected, people upset by the political maps drawn up by California's Citizens Redistricting Commission are girding up for a fight. An Orange County Republican has filed for a ballot referendum to overturn the new state Senate map with the full support of the state party, says GOP Chairman Tom Del Beccaro.
11 out of the 40 districts appear to be unconstitutional because they're abnormally long and they weren't compact as they're required by the initiative.
That initiative was Proposition 11 in 2008, which created the Independent Redistricting Panel. Beccaro and company have just 11 weeks to gather more than 500,000 signatures to qualify their referendum for the ballot. Most people leave state prison with no consistent place to get medical care. Instead, former inmates rely on scarce county-funded clinics or fall back on county-funded emergency rooms, straining California's already stretched medical safety net. Some relief has entered the system in the form of early health care overhaul funds from the federal government. Ex-offenders can now enroll in a version of Medi-Cal, as the California Report's Sarah Varney explains.
A prison van stops just outside the metal gates of San Quentin, and Darren Thurman lumbers out. He wears a prison-issued gray sweatsuit, stretched tightly over his large belly, and carries a crumpled brown paper bag. Waiting for him is Don Williams, a counselor from a local health clinic who's here to give Thurman a ride to Oakland.
I don't know how many more times I can do this, man.
Thurman has been in and out of prison over the last 20 years for cocaine and methamphetamine possession. Now, at age 45, all the drug use and hard living has damaged his heart. Like many ex-convicts, he hasn't had health insurance since he was a kid, and his heart problems were first diagnosed and brought under control in prison. But each time Thurman gets out, he's left with a four-week supply of medication and no insurance. Until now.
Good, how are you?
Hey, John.
Hey, John. Thank you. I need to sign in, don't I?
Yes, sir.
How's your day going today?
All right, it's going good. I'm free, you know?
That's good.
Thurman's first stop after his release is here at a nonprofit called Healthy Oakland. It's one of the few clinics in the state that offers medical care to ex-convicts who have typically been excluded from public insurance programs like Medi-Cal.
What can we do? You need your refills for your Coumadin?
Yeah. Coumadin, Diltiazem.
Okay.
Cinnapril,
Tramadol. Okay. How have you been otherwise? Let's look at your labs here.
Thurman sits down for a full medical checkup with George Pearson, the clinic's physician's assistant. They go over his heart problems, his weight, and the painful arthritis that's overtaking Thurman's hips. Pearson says a 45-year-old ex-convict will often have the ailments of someone 10 years older. They have higher rates of almost all chronic conditions, like high blood pressure, diabetes, and asthma. It's from living a hard life, to be sure, he says, but it's also because they have common medical problems that go untreated.
So the hypertension becomes heart failure. The diabetes becomes diabetic neuropathy, amputation, blindness.
With the early expansion of health coverage this summer, former inmates will be covered for preventive care, prescription drugs, specialty visits, and mental health and substance abuse, pervasive problems that, when untreated, researchers say, can lead right back to prison or jail. George Pearson at Healthy Oakland says giving ex-offenders health insurance and assigning them a regular doctor brings some order to their chaotic lives.
Their whole life is transitional and lacks stability. A new facility is going to be the home of their records, going to know them as a person. That in itself prevents overutilization of the ER and that kind of thing, because if he talks to me first, he may not need to go to the ER. Or if he goes there intelligently.
Some county health departments are using the new federal money to restructure their safety nets to provide a fuller array of services. Alex Briscoe of the Alameda County Public Health Department says, for example, he's adding mental health specialists to primary care clinics.
Historically, services for this population are fragmented and tend to be episodic. And what we're trying to do is prepare for health reform by assigning all consumers in our system, all clients in our system, to a medical home.
Those preparations are especially important as California begins to comply with a court order to reduce its state prison population. To relieve overcrowding, tens of thousands of lawbreakers are expected to be put on probation in their hometowns instead of going to state facilities. That means even more ex-offenders signing up for the expanded health coverage. The new enrollees say health researchers will likely only add to a maxed-out Medi-Cal system. Wait times for specialists have long plagued Medi-Cal across California, largely due to the state's low reimbursement rate. Still, providing coverage, experts say, is important for public health. Emily Wang of the Yale School of Medicine says many former inmates return home with communicable diseases.
Treating substance abuse, HIV disease, hepatitis C will reduce the disease rates in our communities.
Wang and others say health insurance, though, is no magical cure for a group of people with more pressing everyday needs.
We're going straight ahead. See that medical building on the left with the yellow poles around it?
After Darren Thurman finished his doctor's visit at Healthy Oakland, I drove him to a pharmacy to pick up his many prescriptions, a trip that would have taken an hour by bus and a painful walk with his arthritic hips. Afterward, we headed to a Mexican restaurant in downtown Oakland for lunch. Thurman had fantasized in prison about authentic enchiladas.
Yeah. That is the largest plate of food I've ever seen in my life.
He's thankful, he says, that he now has a regular doctor. But he's homeless, living in his unsmogged van, and can't quite figure out how he'll get to his appointments to get his blood work checked or his prescriptions refilled.
Being homeless, oftentimes I have the time to do it, but I don't have the gas to get there.
For now, Thurman is thinking pragmatically. It's his first day out of San Quentin, and top on his mind is finding a job, getting money for food, gas, and he needs a place to shower. I'm pretty resourceful, he says, with no hint of pity. I know a few places where I can shower. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
Alex Liu contributed to this story. That's the California Report for Wednesday, August 17th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.